a second independence front for Mr. Rajoy. That the Basque government would also seek greater independence from Madrid was foreseeable given the Catalan situation, but it will now make the Spanish situation more complicated. On Sunday, the leaders of the Basque Nationalist Party, PNV, declared in speeches given on Basque Fatherland Day in Bilbao, surrounded by Basque flags, that the Basque country too now wanted the right to decide, describing a confederal goal, a future bilateral relationship between Madrid and Bilbao. Not far away in Pamplona, 25,000 supporters of the Basque Independentistak movement marched to chants of Independencia and the right to decide as Basque, Catalan and Scottish flags were held aloft. The movement means to organise a Basque human chain on June the 8th from Durango to Pamplona, in imitation of the Catalan human chain organised on September the 11th last year. In Spain, they have a problem, said the Basque First Minister, Íñigo Urkullu. They only know how to say no, and we're not going to resign ourselves. Whoever thinks that doesn't know the Basque people. Adding, in reference to the Francoist slogan and concept of Spain, that the years of a one great and free Spain were over. The Spanish constitution is not a cage, said the chairman of his party, Andoni Ortuzar, before demanding a new model of government for Spain that takes into account the national realities of the Basque country and Catalonia, and comparing the generous Basque open hand to the closed fist of the Madrid establishment. As in Catalonia, and despite repeated insistence from Brussels, the separatist regions will immediately lose their EU membership and have to apply for readmission. Europe is seen as a hoped-for part of the ultimate solution, not a barrier. This is not the first time the Basque country has expressed such a wish. The Ibarreche Plan, named after the then First Minister Juan José Ibarreche, was roundly rejected by the Spanish Parliament in a manner similar to the resounding rejection just handed out to the Catalan Parliament over its idea of organising a vote. But 2014 is not 2005 in Spain. Times have changed. The context has changed. The Spanish state is weaker than it once was, and the aims and values of Project Spain unclear. Mr. Mas and supporters of Catalan independence have been pushing their agenda more openly for 18 months now, and Mr. Rajoy has done precious little to either stop them or beat them at the game of democracy, opting instead for a slow, closed, authoritarian rejection of even the possibility of a vote. Within that context, the Basque announcement this weekend was entirely foreseeable, but the consequences for Spain and Mr. Rajoy are no less grave for it. With only the timidest of recoveries perhaps underway in some corners of the Spanish economy, in the seventh year since the beginning of the crisis, with support for monarchy as a form of government and support for King Juan Carlos himself at all-time lows, and with Mr. Mas talking freely of unilateral declarations of independence, this second Basque front in favour of greater independence from Madrid increases the complexity of the Spanish situation and the pressure on Mr. Rajoy.